Over the course of the next couple of hours, we will be talking about recent developments in taxation over about the last 12 months. Now, I should say at the outset that we will not be focusing on the legislation that is working its way through Congress. That is not yet a recent development, but appears it will be soon. And we'll see where that takes us. I will touch on the legislation at a couple of points today where the pending legislation might affect something that we are talking about. Now, you have available to you an outline that is about 100 or so single-spaced pages covering recent developments. We will be somewhat selective over the next couple of hours, so we will not go through it item by item, but we'll touch on the highlights. And I should add that I do not write this outline on my own. I have co-authors. One is Professor Cass Brewer at the Georgia State University College of Law in Atlanta, and also Professor Marty McMahon at the University of Florida College of Law, who has presented here on many occasions at the UT Taxation Conference, and I had the privilege of presenting with him for a number of years. But Professor McMahon has now retired from the University of Florida and retired from writing recent developments and presenting them, and so is now thoroughly enjoying himself in his retirement. Now, this morning, I thought this is an 8:30 presentation. People are still going to be getting their coffee. We need to start with something really exciting. And so we're going to start in the area of accounting methods. So specifically, in your outline, I'm referring to the case that is on page 6. It is really item A on page 6.